Today, I'm making some of my favorite munchies for an outdoor home movie night on the farm.
Oh, man.
Starting with my nachos piled high with barbecued pulled pork, some crunchy fresh radishes with smoked butter, and for dessert, individual movie candy bar salads.
This is gonna keep the dentist in business.
Hey, this is me, Molly A. I'm a cookbook author and food blogger. This is my husband, Nick. And this is our home, our farm on the North Dakota-Minnesota border. The place where I eat, sleep, and breathe food. My food is a delicious mix of my Chinese and Jewish heritage and a taste of the Midwest. Nick and I are new parents and we could not be happier. Our baby girl Bernie is so much fun. We've put together a little video of all of our favorite first moments with her, and we're gonna have family over later for an outdoor movie night and picnic dinner. So I'm making my homemade candy bar salad, which is gonna be fluffy and filled with chewy bits of candy and crisp Granny Smith apples. It's gonna be so good. To get started, I'm gonna make my homemade chocolate nougat candy bars. I'll first melt some chocolate chips in my double boiler here. You could also melt this in a microwave. And I'm gonna add a tablespoon of refined coconut oil, which will help keep the chocolate a little bit soft once it firms up. These are semi-sweet chocolate chips. Pretty much any chocolate will do. I would not advise using milk chocolate though, because the inside of the candy bar is really sweet. And I'm gently stirring this to make sure all of the chocolate gets melted and smooth. Candy bar salad is a Midwest specialty. The first time I tried this, I was thrown off by the fact that it was called a salad, but it's not a salad at all. It's just a really delicious, fluffy dessert. The chocolate is looking great. I'm ready to pour it into my pan. I have a pan here that I've lined with parchment paper, and I've put little wings up top here, which will help me remove the candy bar once it's cooled. I'll pour half of this in now and then reserve the other half for the top. And I'll smooth it out evenly with my spatula. Perfect. I'm gonna set this in the freezer to firm up while I make my nougat now. This nougat is my favorite part of the candy bar. It's so easy to make and it's chewy and fluffy and dangerous to have around. I'm gonna start with 2 cups of marshmallow fluff. And this is gonna be the sticky, fluffy base of the nougat. And I'm using a stiff spatula for this. It's very sticky. Okay, I'll add this to my big bowl. This is the messiest step, but the tastiest step. Now I'm gonna add 1/2 cup of peanut butter. You can use any nut butter or seed butter that you want. Today I'm going with the classic peanut butter. And this is unsweetened peanut butter because I'm adding a lot of sugar in the rest of the mixture. I'll pour this right in. Peanut butter and marshmallow fluff. What a perfect combination. Okay, now I'm gonna add 3 cups of powdered sugar. After Bernie, my sweet tooth has just gone insane. So these candy bars are so dangerous for me to have around because I will eat all of them. Now to help bring this together, I'm also gonna add 2 tablespoons of whole milk. And now I'll stir it up. I want to dive into this nougat right now. I love it, it's no bake. You don't actually have to make nougat with a candy thermometer or anything. My chocolate is all firmed up, and now I'm gonna top it with my nougat. Okay, because it's so sticky, I find it easiest just to use my hands to pat it down, but I'm gonna wet them a little bit so that the nougat doesn't stick to my hands. Okay, and I'll just press this evenly all over. And now I'm gonna add a layer of salted roasted peanuts. I'm gonna sprinkle these all over, and these are key to have the salty with the sweet. This looks great. Now I'm gonna melt my caramel. It's super simple. I'll just grab my saucepan, add caramel and a couple tablespoons of heavy cream, and I'll heat it over low heat while I stir it until the caramel is smooth and melted. Okay, my caramel is all melty and gooey, and now I'm gonna pour it right over the peanuts. That's gorgeous.
This is gonna keep the dentist in business.
I'll spread this evenly over the peanuts, and then this is gonna firm up pretty quickly, so then I'll be able to pour on my chocolate. I have the rest of my chocolate here, and I'll pour this right over the caramel. All right, let me smooth this out with a spatula. And I like making nice big swoops in the chocolate. It'll give it some texture. And I'll finish these with a pinch of flaky salt. Now I'll let them set in the fridge, and these are gonna be the prettiest candy bars ever. It's movie night on the farm, and I'm making one of my favorite theater snacks. My barbecue pulled pork nachos are super cheesy and loaded with tender pulled pork. To start, I'll make a spice rub. I'll get a tablespoon of paprika, a tablespoon of garlic powder, and a tablespoon of onion powder. And then a tablespoon of kosher salt, and then a little bit of sweetness with 2 teaspoons of brown sugar. I'll whisk this to combine, and now I'll grab my pork. I've got pork shoulder here that's been cut into pieces, and this is gonna get so tender and juicy. I'm gonna toss this with my spice rub now. Just get so much flavor all over. Toss this around. Okay, my pork is coated in the spice rub, smelling nice and smoky from that paprika. And now in my Dutch oven here, I'm gonna add a tablespoon of oil. And now I'll add my pork and sear it on all sides. I wanna get some nice brown color to lock in that flavor. This smell is making me so hungry. I love movie night. I'm pretty sure this whole movie that we put together for tonight is gonna become my new favorite movie. I'm gonna flip this pork now to get it browned on the other side. When they all look like this, it's time to flip. Now while this browns, I'll grab my onion. I'll slice this up and throw this into the pot, and it'll add really nice sweetness. Stir it around, and I'm gonna let these soften. And this is just a great basic pulled pork recipe. You can make sliders, you can do tacos. Okay, now the last thing that this needs is some chicken stock. And this chicken stock is gonna help the pork cook and give it so much flavor. Okay, and now I'll bring this to a boil. I can crank the heat up high for this one. Mmm, oh, it smells so good. Okay, now that this is boiling, I'm gonna cover it up and I'll stick it in the oven, and it's gonna braise at 300 degrees for 2.5 hours. And when it's done, it's gonna be fall apart tender. Hey guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Hello, Mrs. Hi.
She's been helping me get all the movie stuff set up.
It looks amazing out here. Well, supper is coming right along. It's gonna be delicious.
Okay.
I can't wait for you to eat it and for you to smell it.
We can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leave you to it.
All right.
Bye.
See you.
All right, I'm gonna check on my pork. And it smells so smoky and good. I'm gonna get it out of the braising liquid, and then I'm gonna shred it. This is so tender, it's basically falling apart. I don't have to do much. Now I'll just finish shredding this up and then prep all of my toppings for the nachos. I've got sliced red onion, diced bell pepper, chopped pineapple, and sliced pepperoncini. Okay, now it's time to assemble. And making nachos is all about layering. I hate it when nachos just have the toppings on top and then you're left with a bunch of undressed tortilla chips. And so I like to do 2 layers of everything so that you get maximum topping distribution. I'm gonna start by layering half of my corn chips on the bottom of a skillet. I'll get 1 even layer here. And then I'm gonna layer on some of my pulled pork, but I'm first gonna mix it with some barbecue sauce. And I'm using my go-to homemade barbecue sauce, but store-bought will certainly work. I'll mix this around. And now I'll scatter on half of my pulled pork. Good, even distribution. Now I'm gonna add some pepperoncini for a little vinegary heat. And chopped pineapple will add great sweetness. Now my red pepper. These colors are so bright and beautiful. And my sliced red onion. This will add nice crunch. All right, and I'll drizzle on a little more barbecue sauce. And then some mozzarella will melt and hold everything together. And you gotta have cheese on nachos. What kind of cheese is it when it isn't yours? Nacho cheese. I'll let Nick tell that joke because he's the dad. All right, and now I'm gonna do it all again. So the other half of my chips, the remaining pulled pork. This is like my dream, this gigantic pile of nachos. Look at the pop of that color. I'll finish this up with a little more barbecue sauce and the rest of my mozzarella. And now I'll stick this in the oven at 400 degrees for about 10 minutes until it's all melty and hot and gooey and good. Oh my goodness. These look and smell amazing. So ooey and gooey. I don't think anybody's gonna notice if I sneak a taste. They're cheesy, they're smoky, they're a little sweet, and there's some chewy bits and some crispy bits. My family is gonna go crazy for these. We're having an outdoor movie night on the farm, and I'm making some of my favorites for a picnic before the show. Instead of buttered popcorn, we're having buttered radishes. A classic combo, only I'm upping the ante by smoking the butter first. And it's actually easier than you think. I've got some hickory wood chips that I'm just gonna pour into a pot. No need to get a fancy smoker here. And now I'm gonna cover this and heat it over medium high until the wood chips start to smoke. And then I'll grab my butter. Okay, so I'm gonna use my tin foil to make little props to prop up my bowl of butter right inside of my pot. I love this trick. I use smoked butter to make shortbread cookies, to make frosting, and it's a really nice way to add smoky flavor to things like steaks or fish. Okay, I'm gonna check on the wood chips now. Oh yeah, that's smoking. So I'll just nestle in my balls of foil. Okay, and then I have my butter here in a heat-safe bowl, and I'll place this right on top of the foil balls, and I'm gonna cover this up. Not fully, I wanna leave a vent. And in about half an hour, I'll have some delicious, smoky-tasting butter. See? Easier than you thought. I'm gonna check on my butter. Oh yeah. Looks smoky, smells smoky. Okay, I'm gonna transfer this to the freezer to firm up. It only needs about 20 minutes. And while this cools, I'll prep my radishes. We grow radishes in my garden every year, and this is my favorite way to eat them. I leave a little bit of the stem on because that gives you a little handle to dip. And then I chop them in half. The thing I love about radishes is their crisp pepperiness. They go so well with butter. Okay, I'm gonna check on my butter now. It's mostly opaque, which is what I want. That means that it's firming up. And I'm just gonna take a small spatula and stir it around so that it's nice and smooth. Nick always gets popcorn when we go to the movies. So I figured we've gotta have the butter element in our movie night, but because our radishes looked so great in our garden, we're gonna have the radishes with the butter. Okay, so to plate this, I'm gonna start with some artful plops, and then I'm gonna do some nice swoops, and I wanna give it some texture. Now I'm gonna add some little piles of radishes all over, just whatever looks good. No rhyme or reason to it. And the rest of the radishes I'll serve on the side. And then I'll just finish this with some salt and pepper. And I like the way that the speckles of the black pepper show up on the radishes. Well, it sure is prettier than buttered popcorn. There is the perfect amount of smokiness in that butter. These could totally give buttered popcorn a run for its money. We're almost ready for movie night and the family is so excited. I just have to toss together my candy bar salads. I'll start by chopping up my chilled candy bar. I'm gonna cut it in half first. I'm using my fancy pastry cutter to cut it in half so that it's perfectly even. And now I'm gonna use a sharp knife dipped in warm water to help me get clean cuts on these bars. Oh yeah. That's so good. And now I'm gonna slice up this other half to just put out for people to snack on. Now I'll grab my vanilla pudding, whipped cream and apples, and put the candy bar salad together. Now in my big bowl here with the pudding, I'm gonna add most of my whipped cream. I'm gonna save some for the topping. And I'll fold this right in, and this will make the pudding so light and fluffy and airy. And then I'll fold in my chopped Granny Smith apples. And these add such nice crunch and much needed sourness as a nice contrast to the sweetness of the candy bars. Now let's toss this salad. This has got to be my new favorite salad. It's got candy, it's got pudding, it's got whipped cream. Who would have thought that this could be a salad? This looks great. Now I'm gonna scoop this into individual jars. I'll top it with some whipped cream, a candy bar, and some sprinkles. All right. I think they're ready for the show.
This looks so good.
I know, cheers. It does.
I've got candy bar salads for the movie, everybody.
Yum.
Come on up and dig in.
Oh, finger food. There's nothing better than finger food.
Wow.
Molly, this is awesome.
Thank you.
What's awesome? What's all in here?
These are pulled pork nachos. There's barbecue sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoncini, and there's pineapple, and some peppers and onions, and chips, of course.
Molly, this dip with the radishes is awesome.
It's smoked butter.
Wow.
Smoked butter.
Yeah.
And I love the pineapple. I love the sweet and the heat.
Go, Bernie. Look, she holds the radish.
There's the radish.
Look, she's holding the radish.
Bah.
Are you going to be left-handed?
Okay, dig into your candy bar salads because the movie is about to
begin.
Oh, man.
Bernie, do you want some candy bar salads?
You know what Bernie wants?
She wants to start the movie.
Bernie wants to start the movie.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
Bernie!
My all-time favorite movie star.
Look how little she was there.
Oh. Grandma Roxanne.
Oh my goodness. How she's changed.
She has already.
Yes.
Grandma,
only looking at the baby in the mirror.
Oh, the mirror.
Look at that.
Oh, sweetie.
Look at that smile.
Oh.
Love that.